time. It is Sandy. This is show number something. And it's the Lesbian Mafia. Hi. And it's a new year. Happy New Year. It's January 2011. So if you're listening to this in 2030, hi. Life sucked in 2011. Everyone was a cunt. The gay community was a bitch. And their mothers were whores. I thought you'd like to know that, 2030. And then I wonder, I say to myself, well, what am I doing it for? And, you know, and it's, then you start to weigh out, you know, like all of the crazy psychos that listen to you, you know. And you say, well, gee, am I recording this just so that the psychos can have new reasons to go into bipolar fits? You know, like you ask yourself these things. You really do ask yourself these things because, you know, and I don't usually... you know, brag about the, you know, the amount of listeners and subscribers to the show, but there's a lot of fucking people that listen to this show, okay? So when there's a lot of fucking people that listen, there's gonna be some fucking crazies in between there who wanna fucking kill you. You know, when it comes to talk, and I've talked about this on the show, when it comes to talk, and even though this really isn't terrestrial radio, there is, you know, I guess something more of an intimacy factor going on there. So people listen to you talk, and then, you know, if you're part of, let's say, a quote-unquote oppressed community, those people think that they own you, and that you have to say things that they would say and feel things that they would feel. You know, if you don't, then they want to kill you. And then, especially if you're a woman, who the hell are you? You have opinions, you get annoyed, you get angry, and you do crazy things like scream, scream on a microphone like men do. What's wrong with you? You crazy man-hater. And speaking of man-hate, woman-hate, because on the last show I did cover, and I tend to do that because I guess I have a perspective that, let's say, I have been exposed to a lot of feminists and that kind of thing. So, you know, I'm able to say a lot of things that regular people who don't really know many feminists do. But, and in this day and age, my God, if you are a woman and you're not a feminist, I just want to ask you a question. Are you Norwegian? What is the issue? What is wrong with you? I just want to know what is wrong with you. Is there someone to blame? What happened that you and, let's say, many people, many women, cannot see things that are obviously in your face? I just want to know what has happened. Is it the fault of the generation of women before us who haven't passed down the stories and the struggles and the fights? Is it the fault of that? Because, you know, we all, as women, we all come together as different, from all different backgrounds. So it's a kind of hard, you know, you're half the population. So it's kind of hard to sort of like when you're a gay person, you all come from all different backgrounds. And then you just, you know, all of a sudden, usually after you've already developed a personality and you're, you know, you've been through probably a hell of a whole lot by the time you're in your teens or adolescence, you know, by the time that time comes, you're already a developed human being, and then you kind of have nowhere to go except to this quote-unquote community, and here you are. You're just smack dab in the middle of all these people, and it's, you know, basically mostly run by men, gay men, and you just don't. I remember, and I live in New York, and this, it just, it amazes me, because I remember, and this was, you know, was a while ago, but still, it's not like it was a century ago, but when I came out, there were a lot of women who, you know, who were gay and stuff, but I just felt so overwhelmed by the manness of the gay community. It was just, there was men everywhere, and just to find a woman's place to go to, and I'm talking in the middle of New York City. You know, this should have not have been difficult, but it was difficult in the 90s just to find a women's party to go and hang out, you know, but the men's parties were everywhere. So people tend to think, oh, there's more gay men than there are women because they're all shirtless in the nightclubs and they're like cockroaches. They're all over the place in the nightclubs because I guess gay men like to go out and you know, take their shirts off. But so, and I just want to say this too, is I have been really slamming it to gay men over the past couple of months, and I can't help it because I just feel so disgustingly oppressed by gay men, which is ridiculous when you think about it, but not really, because I'm not the first person to say this. Feminists have been saying this for decades. You know, I say things and people act like, oh my God, what are you saying? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Women have been saying this for decades. I'm just saying it again. Decades later, and maybe being funny about it. So, and maybe I just managed to catch some more attention because we're in the age of the internet, and maybe I'm just a little comical, so people pay attention to the stuff that I say. But women have been writing about this for years and have gotten no credit. I mean, anything that I say, and I don't even think about it anymore, I just know that anything that I say has probably already been said before in a much more intellectual way. You know, I just scream in fits of rage because it's fun to do, number one. And number two, I'm fucking frustrated because I know that there's women who have been writing about this since before I was even born, you know, who have noticed this and already analyzed the things that I talk about to death in a much superior form. So, you know, if you want to get mad at me, then you're going to have to get mad at a hell of a whole lot of really, really fucking smart people. Not that I'm saying that I'm smart. I'm just saying there's people who are much smarter than me. You know, I may not be able to articulate it the way someone who's a writer would be able to, but yeah, I just want to say, go fuck yourself. And so where the hell was I? What was I saying? Oh, so I was going to say, I don't know what the hell I was talking about, but I knew that I was going to bring this back to how I talked about on the last show. There are women who are, you know, very isolated. And you understand, I do anyway, I understand how they came to be this way, which is why I have a very high tolerance for it. I can't date someone like that again because it becomes really, you feel like you're dating a man. You know, you feel like you're dating one of these guys that are like, and this is where I was going, is that there are these men, you know, especially if you listen to radio, you know, the airwaves are clogged with these kind of shows with these men. And, you know, and it's like they can't have one conversation. Not a conversation can go by without them making a negative connotation about a woman or an overtly prejudiced remark about a woman or you know, hateful remark about a woman. It's and you listen to them and you say to myself, my God, can you really sit there for 3 hours and put women down for 3 whole hours? You can do this every day. There's not a day that goes by that you get on the mic that you don't degrade women in some way just because you can, just because you know that you're not going to really hear it. Because you know there's really no strong movement the way there, let's say, would be a gay movement. Or if you say something about, you say something racist, you'll have, you know, 20 different organizations on your back. And they don't care if you call them, they don't care what you call them. Or, you know, if you are going to be, you know, directly hateful and have absolutely no logic about it other than hatred, you're going to get called on it, you know, but not when you talk about not when you talk about women. Everyone knows this. It's safe. The safe, you know, there are safe words that you can say, and they're all derogatory towards women. Bitch, whore, you know, like all of these slandering words that are PC are all words that slander women. And I'm so fascinated that women will support this. And, you know, we understand why, you know, they identify with the aggressor. I get that. I understand. Okay. But what I want to know, what I really want to know, is these men who are like the girlfriend that I was talking about on the last show, where it's like they can't even watch a show, you know, like a TV show. They will find something to say about the woman or, you know, something negative or something, you know, and then just, you know, totally say something positive about some douchey, dirty, you know, really average, mediocre, douchebag guy. Then they'll act like he's wonderful. And then, you know, just figure out a way to find, you know, wherever there's something that has to do with something about women, they will say something negative. And I wonder to myself, I say, Jesus Christ, you know, if I listen to one of these radio shows, like if I turn on 92.3 and there's a certain time in New York, which used to be K-Rock, which used to be, I grew up and it was a rock and roll station my whole life. So, and it's very disappointing to actually hear what it's become now, even though I understand it was, you know, infiltrated with the Howard Sterns and that kind of thing. But, you know, it did at least at some point hold some relevance in my life because it was, it introduced me to a lot of rock and roll. That, and I grew up on NEW, if you are in New York, that was a big station with Carol Miller, who is one of the best DJs in the world. And I remember listening to her as a kid, thinking I want to be like her because she was just great. Well, anyway, and then I say to myself, so now you have this show, and there's not, I mean, it's so intricately hateful towards women. And I say to myself, how do they even if they pay women to call in to these shows and act like dumb bimbos, what woman would... You understand what woman would do it. You know, a woman without any, you know, self-esteem and any guidance. You know, I mean, I understand it, but I'm just flabbergasted that there are these programs, and it's so obvious. And I wonder to myself, good God, am I the only one that hears this? Am I the only one that hears this? The way these guys hate women, and the way they, you know, pretend to have this fake respect for each other. Oh, he's the smartest guy in the world. I'm so honored to be talking to the smartest guy in the world. You know, like, what the fuck is this? And then some woman will be on the show, some girl, and then it just becomes about, you know, degrading her and just degrading her entire fucking gender and degrading the entire gender of women. Just like, let's smear them to the point that they, you know, like, I just want to know what is wrong with these men. What is this psychosis that got in their mind that made them so bitter and hateful towards women? I just want to know what happened. Were these men raped? I just want to know what happened. If you're one of those men, what happened to you? Did a woman rape you when you were little? I want to know what kind of mind indulges in this. I just want to know, because I know that I grew up around a bunch of slobby, schlubby douchebags who, for absolutely no real reason, were taught that they were, like, you know, superior, these great guys. Meanwhile, they were fucking douchebags, and half of them were gangsters, and, I mean, fucking stupid people, not very intelligent people. And then, God forbid, they had even the most mediocre intelligence. They thought they were fucking geniuses because they weren't gagging on their own tongues. I just want to know what is wrong with these men. What has happened? Is it the mother's fault? Because I have people, someone on Twitter tweeted the other day, oh, it was Box Dog Terry. It's the mother's fault for raising boy kings, right? Well, maybe it is. Maybe it's the mother's fault. So are we to blame women for sexism also? I don't know. That when you have a table and you want to make it look multicultural and mixed and inclusive, that they include one woman, as if one woman is supposed to represent half the gender. So you think you've got it covered by covering one woman? Now you have a woman's voice at the table. Women are half of the population. They're not technically a minority, but they do have minority status and stuff, but technically they're not a minority. So how is it in these situations that there will be one woman to represent women? You know, I had a wonderful, I posted a wonderful TED talk the other day, and it won't be a lot of people's speed, but it was about women in the workforce and how we're just not there. We're just not at the top of anything right now. It's not happening. And it's just incredible to me. But, you know, I get it. And then I watched the movie last night. It turns out it was a recommendation. Within 5 minutes, you know, and this is the kind of thing that I will notice. And I wonder, am I the only one that notices this kind of shit? Am I fucking crazy that I'm the only one that notices that a movie that, you know, they spent... I won't even give the movie a fucking plug because I'm just so disgusted. It's an entire movie with all men. And I'm saying, Jesus Christ, it's 2011. This movie was made a few years ago. I was saying to myself, it's 2011. I'm watching a movie where they're still making movies where it's all fucking men. There must have been about 30 fucking men that were regulars on this movie. And there was two women. One of them was a hooker who was half naked, who was topless throughout the entire movie because she was a hooker. So anytime she had a role in this movie, she's a topless hooker. And then they end up showing her she got her face punched up. So she's a topless hooker that gets her face beat up, who gets her ass kicked. And then the other woman was, I don't know if she was a receptionist or a cleaning lady or something of this nature. And so she was the love interest, you know. So God forbid you should have a woman in this movie that accurately represents women. I mean, not all women are hookers, but if you watch movies, if you watch the majority of Hollywood movies, you would think, oh my God, if I came from outer fucking space, like the Coneheads, if I came from outer fucking space and I was to start watching Hollywood fucking movies, I would think, oh my God, I'm on a planet with a bunch of fucking hookers. Why is every woman either a hooker, a waitress, or a cleaning lady? How did this happen? Thank you, fucking Hollywood. And then people wonder why certain people despise celebrity and Hollywood, because there are plenty of women, there are enough women in power in Hollywood to make their voices heard, to make that change, and they just don't do it. You know, and I said to myself, Jesus Christ, a woman's breasts are part of her genitals. That is, you know, like a sexual organ. How the fuck is it that most of these women have to at least have been topless in one of their movies? How is that? How does this work? Are women the inferior sex? I want to know. Because I think, oh my God, women really are the inferior sex. Because how did they get fooled into thinking that they have to be topless in movies to get anywhere? And like, who, what woman would agree to that? That you have to show your, what is, your genitals? What the fuck am I saying? That's what I want to know. But I just think we must be the fucking inferior sex. And then I watch and I see these women getting, I have another video, thelesbianmafia.com. I wish I could remember the names of these blog posts right now, but I can't. But there's a woman that I posted on there and she's getting whipped, you know, on a street corner. And I say to myself, how do these women not all carry, let's say in that country, I don't know if you can't get weapons, but how do they not all make knives and stab the fuck out of these men who do this to them? Then they rape them. How do these women not revolt? You know, like if that was the Bronx, let's say, you know, a little bit more of a rougher part of town, they would have made knives and they would stab the fuck out of somebody who tried to even think of doing something like that. I mean, I don't even know what I'm saying, if that's even true, because, you know, women are, this is the United States, and 500,000 women nearly are raped in this country every year. So every year, that's one woman every 2 minutes. That's not my statistics, that's RAIN statistics. So I don't know. Are women the inferior sex? Because I wonder who the fuck would put up with being treated inferior if you weren't inferior. You know what I'm saying? And then who the fuck would ever try to stop someone who was preaching against that? Who would ever find a problem with that? It amazes me. Even like with a movie like The Kids Are All Right, when I speak out against that, there's people, and you say to yourself, are you, what the fuck are you smoking, motherfucker, that you even have the balls to actually try to counter someone who is speaking the truth about a movie like The Kids Are All Right? You know, if there's a woman out there that says, excuse me, sorry, you know, we're fucking tired of this cliche fucking trope in movies, Hollywood. Thank you. We're fucking tired of seeing the lie that lesbians sleep with men. And even as a lesbian, if I say that, which I did on, you know, a blog a couple of months ago, you know, as a lesbian, if I say that, there will be lesbians who will have a fucking problem with it. Oh, you're being biphobic. What the fuck are you talking about? You goddamn idiot. You goddamn stupid fucking idiot. What the hell are you talking about? You need for somebody to put your head inside like a big, you know, like the church bells. Somebody needs to take you, put you inside your head inside one of those bells and ring that fucking bell like 100 fucking times and shake your fucking brains up, because your brains are scrambled eggs, you fucking idiot. I understand that you have to be trained to see certain things that other people get. I get that. But how is it that you can't see the fucking obvious? How is it that every fucking movie that comes out of Hollywood, practically, let's say 90% of these movies, who the fuck cares about looking at some slob and he's a fighter or whatever? Write something interesting, Hollywood. And women add a really unique dimension to film. And but these people, they just, oh, people are not going to go see movies with women. What are you talking about?
You are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
Sing it.
No.
Well, I should have been taping. But okay, so I wanted you to go on Twitter to see the fights that I get into on Twitter.
Who are these people that are fucking taking fights with you?
I don't know. I retweeted. There's this girl. Her name is Tea Party Jesus, and she has really funny tweets. So one of her tweets was, and it's really, you know, like they're really random, and it said, "I bet you Katy Perry's saying something really fucking retarded right now." Right,
okay,
so I retweeted that.
That's how the fight started?
Yeah, and then so this, you know, twat yells at me and she's like, saying retarded is ableist and it's wrong. And, but you know, like sometimes, you know, you have to understand, sometimes you catch people at the wrong time. You know what I mean? I just want to warn you people that for the most part, you know, a pretty nice person, but some I'm a little cracked, you know, and you may catch me at the wrong time.
I'm a little crap.
You never know. You never know with me what kind of reaction you get. And I think that's probably what makes me a little bit exciting.
Yes.
Do you feel like...
Well, that's sure.
Yeah, do you feel like that dangerous streak is attractive?
So sexy.
So people have been asking for you for a while. Lolly, hi.
Hi, I'm back.
Yeah, Jewel Rocks has been asking for you. Why do you think they ask for you? What does it excite you that they ask for you? Does it?
It does. It does excite me. I miss them too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's we have good conversation.
Is that what it is? So the fact that listeners ask for you and remember you over time, does it make you wet?
You know, makes me a little moist. Yes, it does. It makes me a little moist down there.
Yeah, Jewel Rocks. So say hi to Jewel Rocks.
Hi, Jewel Rock.
Yeah. So anyway, so I wanted to talk to you about, because you have, I think, a unique perspective.
Yes.
Because your family business is what, exactly?
We sell firearms and assault weapons, legally assault weapons. We don't do anything illegal, and, you know, yeah, we sell firearms, so.
Mm-hmm. So, how do you feel about everything that went down over the weekend? What's your reaction? Do you, when stuff like this happens, do you feel bad or anything? Or say like, oh my God, you know?
You know what?
And be honest, really be honest.
I mean, I feel horrible about what happened. I mean, it's terrifying what happened. But the fact that this kid that's mentally unstable was able to purchase a firearm in Arizona so easily. I mean, yeah, they said that they did a background check, but I mean, the FBI should know if someone's been institutionalized, because in Arizona, it's very simple to purchase a firearm. Even if you didn't buy it, if you know somebody that's selling a gun and you want that gun, you can buy it off that individual without having to do any paperwork or anything in Arizona. So it's never accounted for. It's never registered. But in California, the laws are extremely strict. You have a 10-day waiting period. You can't just walk into a store and walk out with it that day. Mm. Do a background check. We do the FBI NICS background check. It's NICS. You know, I have to ask everybody that comes in if they have any felonies, if they have any restraining orders, if they've ever been adjudicated by the courts for being legally insane, if they've ever been institutionalized. Every single person that I sell a firearm to, I have to ask them these questions. And it also goes, you know, it goes into the background check. So I haven't had one come back yet where I can't sell to an individual. You're not going to walk into a store if you've had any of those problems and you're going to buy a gun. I mean, it's maybe 15% of people that call me daily, they'll ask you the same questions, like what they need to purchase a gun and all that. The magazine that the kid used to shoot everybody was an extended mag. We can't sell those in California. In Arizona, the gun laws are so lenient. I mean, in Arizona, you can kill people on the border. They've got all these citizens that are out there with these assault weapons, and they're killing these immigrants that are, you know, trying to cross the border from Mexico into Arizona. They just, without a problem, they go out there and kill them.
Who's doing this? Citizens?
Citizens. Citizens of Arizona can go out there and just start, because it's not like in California, the border is patrolled. It's not very large. It's a small border, and you can't just cross in and out, and it's not like an open field. You can try and swim, you know, but still it's impossible. It's really hard to get through to California. But Arizona, it's open land, and I mean, it's just a free-for-all, you know what I mean? There's Border Patrol, and they do as much as they can, but you've got just citizens out there that are, like, in these little brigades, these little armies, and they're righteous. They've never, most of them have never even served in the military, don't have proper military training, and are out there killing people, you know? I agree that the laws should be more strict, but I don't think that everybody that possesses a firearm is, you know, unstable and shouldn't have one. I think that we have the right to bear arms for our own protection, for our family's protection. I agree with that. But going out there to just kill people and whatever they're saying about how, I just think it's just being really blown out of proportion. They've been waiting for this. This was something that I've been hearing about the laws changing in Arizona and in Texas for a few years now. My first initial reaction within the first 10 minutes, of course, I was shocked. I was grieving. You know, I felt everything. Unfortunately, the lives that were lost, I mean, my heart goes out to the little 9-year-old girl, you know, everybody that lost their lives and that was injured, and just that shock of being in that scene was horrible.
Yeah.
But I do think that you can't take guns away from people, you know?
Yeah, well, they're not going to let this go to waste. Now, let me ask you a question. The laws that they're planning to implement, is it just for Arizona?
The thing is people laugh at California's laws all over the country. And, well, California is very similar to New York and Connecticut also. The laws are very strict. You can't buy magazines that hold more than 10 rounds in California or New York and Connecticut. But, you know, in all these other states, you can just walk into a store, walk out 5 minutes later after they do the FBI check. I think the FBI NICS check should be a lot more strict. A lot more strict, and they need to do a thorough, I mean, for me to do a single transaction, it takes me up to about 25 minutes for one individual, for all the background checks and all the paperwork that goes into it. They need to implement a new system that just takes care of it all in one. I've had software created for us to make it easier, but I think that the whole country should have a legit system, not just the state of California. You know what I mean? Because
right.
I've been to Arizona. I've been to the gun shows in Arizona, and you can walk around and sell your own gun to somebody walking by if they give you a good price. They walk around with little signs on their backs with the gun that they're selling and the price that they want for best offer, and you could just buy it off that individual, you know? And
I guess that is crazy, right?
I mean, I don't have a problem with implementing more strict laws. I think it's a good thing, but to try and take California, there's already an assault weapon ban. They were saying that there was an assault weapon ban in Arizona and the rest of the country that expired in, like, 2004. Well, that law did not expire in California. They made it very strict. You can't own an assault weapon. I mean, there's different ways to go about it where you can own an assault weapon that is no longer considered an assault weapon. You configure it differently, and you can't have, like, a big old, you know, 500-round drum magazine on your gun. You know, I think some people just, they've taken it a little too far.
Yeah.
And
how long is the waiting period?
There's a 10-day waiting period.
See, but like a kid like this, right? You know, they're saying now that he has had his eye on her for over 2 years.
Yeah.
That she said something to him that he didn't like. And let me just bring this up. I mean, of course I'm going to say this because, you know, but am I crazy for throwing in there that maybe he's just a crazy misogynist, woman-hating pig? Is that crazy to say that? Is it just overindulgent to say that right now? Like, maybe he's just a lunatic and he didn't like the way a woman talked to him and he just was like, I'm going to shoot her, you know, I'm going to kill her.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't necessarily agree with the fact that it was just because she was a woman. I think because he's got a problem with the police and, you know, currency, and he's just not right. He's not right in the head. And there's a lot of people out there that think this way, that follow conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of it can be legit and can be justified. I listen to conspiracy theorists myself. I read it. I watch movies. I go online. I do a bunch of research. But some people believe
everything.
And, you know, people are in fear in this country right now. The whole world's in fear. You know, we're all living in a state of fear. There's no comfort. There's no solid ground. And with the way that the economy is and with the, you know, just the way that the war has not ended and how people are still losing their lives and there's no money and there's that fear. Once there's no money, there's mass hysteria, and it's happening. People are going apeshit. Like, this kid went apeshit. He thought that SWAT teams were doing unconstitutional work or whatever, and I mean, that's some bullshit. They risk their lives. They put their lives on the line every day. Yeah, you know, I hate being harassed by cops, too,
Right.
To say that about law enforcement, I just think they need to just fucking kill that guy and be done with it, because right now what they're going to do, they're going to drag it out for a good solid year to 2 years, and it's just this big old media frenzy, and it's like, you know what, if it was my way, I would have gone up to him and shot him myself.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Even let's just say you're a person that's out there armed and you saw this maniac, wouldn't you have just, you know, shot him in the ass or something?
Somebody did. Somebody that had a carrying weapons permit,
yeah,
was shooting back at him. Somebody was already doing that. And that's another thing. It's like in Arizona, you can carry. You just fill out this form, you get the permit, and you can carry. You know?
Hmm.
And I don't know. I just think they need to get together and just implement better laws all over the country, not just state by state.
Okay. What is this thing? And I got to tell you, the social networks have been blowing up. It is the weirdest thing. And they're connecting this to Sarah Palin. What?
Sarah Palin?
What is that? I don't get that. It, like, it makes no sense to me. How can
she's pro-gun and people can't stand her. People don't get her. I don't know why they would blame her. That's the most stupid thing I've ever heard in my life. She's got nothing to do with it.
It's such a weird connection to make. And then, you know, they started off saying, oh, it was because of healthcare. And Jane Fonda was tweeting, they shot a progressive. And then it's like, she's not progressive. Okay. As a matter of fact, she is not progressive. She's conservative. She was a Republican. And not for nothing. She's for closing, you know, not having open borders and reining in illegal immigrants. She's not a big fan of Nancy Pelosi. She's not progressive at all. Griffin. What's her name? Griffiths? What's her name?
Giffords.
Giffords, right. She's not, a progressive. She's conservative.
Yeah.
So first they said, oh, it's because of healthcare and this and that. So then that went away. That didn't work. Then they said, oh, it's the Tea Party. It's the Tea Party's fault. And now they're saying, oh, it's Sarah Palin's fault. It's Sarah Palin. Like, what is the it's a frenzy. That fucking cunt.
She doesn't have anything to do with it.
What the fuck does Sarah Palin and the Tea Party have to do? And then they're saying, oh, it's the Tea Party's rhetoric. It's the rhetoric. What are you talking about? You're all crazy. They're all crazy. They all talk about hate every single day. All of them. The left, the right, the Democrats, the Republicans, the liberals, conservatives. All of them. They all sound exactly the same. I don't get it. It makes me feel like maybe I'm crazy when I see. It's because I want to understand, you know. I don't just automatically say, oh, they're idiots. I don't want to hear what they have to say. I try to understand. You know, but then when you see people doing things and they're not making any sense, and then they just start self-destructing, if you see them just grasping at straws just because they want to pin this on Palin somehow, and it's so bizarre. It's such a bizarre connection to make. I guess just because you don't like her now, this is... It's so weird.
No, it's weird, but you know what? It doesn't shock me. Since she's so pro-gun and they can't stand her and they can... You know, they don't like her, so they're going to try and pin anything they can on her, and this would be one of them.
Yeah, they want to use this to take her down. But okay, if there was at least a logical connection, then I would say, all right, well, you know.
Yeah, but to you, it's not logical, but to these fucking stupid fucks, it is. I mean, honestly, it just comes down to that shit.
But how is it logical? Where does that make any sense? Where is the logic in somehow...
There's a huge following of people that are anti-gun. They think that the gun is the root of all evil. Okay, take a look at England. Nobody can own a gun in England. It's against the law.
Yeah, right. Nope. They completely neutered.
They're completely neutered. They got rid of all guns in England. Did that stop the crime rate? Did that stop the death rate?
No, they knife each other to death. And in Mexico, the gun laws are, you know, they're on the books. And there was 30,000 deaths there. They machete people's heads off. down there?
Let me give you some numbers right now. They're not going to be exact, but it's an example of what I'm going to say.
Okay.
So in 2008, let's say they made 75 million guns were sold in 2008. In 2009, 150 million guns were sold. In 2010, it doubled again. It was like 225 million guns were sold. The death rate by gun has gone down. It's like these people, all these people are owning guns and multiple guns, but they're not going out and shooting people. To most of them, it's a sport, and it's not about all hunting either. It's just a sport. It's a, you know, people enjoy. And then on the other hand, it's for safety.
And it's also, it happens to be a right.
Yeah, it's your Second Amendment.
Right. So now here's this big distraction. Now we're going to have this big distraction going on. There's going to be
this, Sandy. That's what I'm. Let me tell you. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to agree and say that something like this was staged.
Right.
I mean, this country, we don't know about shit that's going on. You have access to it. You can read. If people were to read and see what's really going on with this country, what we're really doing overseas, why we're really at war, why all our troops are dying.
Right.
You know, nobody really wants to know the real truth. We just act that we, hello, we're living. There's a war going on. There's lives being lost. And they cover it up. They want to get rid of this whole industry.
Mm.
And more people losing their jobs. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, they want to disembowel us. They want to take our guns away. They want to be the only one. Well, this is what's going to happen. The harder they make these gun laws for people, they don't understand that criminals don't abide by the law. So they will get
walk in and buy guns.
Yeah, they will get the guns anyway. They will get them anyway because they're criminals. That's what criminals do. They don't abide by the law, right? So they will still have the guns, but only citizens, regular law-abiding citizens, won't be able to purchase guns. So that's great. So all of the idiots, all of the little ladies, they'll be drinking tea and they'll have no guns. And then they want to depend on the government for, they hate their parents. They can't stand their parents, but they love the government. They want the government to put their hands down. They want to be groped when they go on the airplane. They want to take all, because they think, oh, if you take guns away, we're going to be safe. Only our government will have the guns and we could go blow up, you know, whoever the fuck we want for oil and narcotics in Afghanistan. Oh, you know, only they can have the guns. Well, sorry, it doesn't work that way. Because criminals don't abide by the law. They will get the guns anyway. And there will still be crime and there will still be killing. And even if you totally disemboweled this entire country of guns the way they did in the UK, it's not going to take murder dead. They'll stab you to death. That's it. That's what they do. And that's what they, and in, if you're in Mexico, they'll machete your head off. Just like on the same day that what happened to Giffords, they found 27 bodies headless. That kind of shit happens every day in Mexico anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But they found 27. But so I just don't understand the logic. This is the mentality. I personally don't like guns because they make me uncomfortable. You know, it's a personal thing. So my personal issues that make me uncomfortable, you know, everyone has to suffer for it, even though it's a right. Like, who makes you think just because you're uncomfortable? I just don't understand, really. Sometimes I just want to throw myself on the floor and pull all my hair out. Well, maybe they think it's easier to kill people with guns, you know, from a distance. Is that it?
Who has been shot by a sniper from a distance? Who's done it? I mean, if there were people being sniper shot daily, okay, we're not in fucking Somalia or fucking Afghanistan. You know, people aren't being shot that way. That's not happening.
Right.
The thing is there's this huge, I'm telling you, there's a huge following for anti-gun, and they will stop at nothing and point fingers and do anything that they can to get their fucking way because, you know, they have their own reasons, you know, but still, it's just stupid. I mean, I think the gun laws should remain strict, if not stricter. I mean, they're in California, it's almost impossible to own a gun. You know, you just got to have all your shit together. If you don't, you can't own a gun in California, and all the laws out here are different.
In New York, too. It's very hard to own a gun over here.
Yeah, in New York also. I have a customer in New York that wanted me to sell him this item, and I knew that I couldn't ship it to him. So I called him, told him, hey, sorry, I have to cancel your order. I can't ship that to you. There are certain things that you can't own in New York, and then they should do the same thing in Arizona. I'm telling you, Sandy, people all over the country laugh at New York and in California, they say, oh, I can't wait to move, or I can't, like, I speak to people all over the country, and they're like, oh, I can't believe you guys are in California operating this kind of type of business. And I'm like, yeah, well, we've figured out how to do it, and we're not doing anything illegal. But then they'll laugh and say, oh, yeah, I could never live somewhere where I could only shoot 10 rounds out of a magazine and have to put a lock on it and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you know, maybe you should be living somewhere like that. No, they should be more strict, because not everybody is mentally stable enough to own a, like, which takes me back to what I was saying initially. We all do FBI background checks. State of California is the only state where you have to wait 10 days, I think. I think that maybe New York you have to wait. But I think it's the Brady Law. I'm not sure. Anyhow, you have to wait 10 days. It's your cool-off period, and then you come back and you buy it. You walk out of the store with it. Not after signing all these forms that go to the ATF and the Department of Justice. I have copies of their IDs. I swipe their IDs. The only thing I don't have is a blood sample.
Wow, okay.
Somebody walking in and buying a gun. Yeah, they have to fill out tons and tons of paperwork.
So then you would agree with, I guess, stiffer laws in places like Arizona and Texas. You would agree with that?
I do. I do agree that the laws should be more strict, that overall everybody should be able to, the background check should be more thorough.
Sure. Yeah, I guess I'm, you know, over here it's so difficult to get a gun, you know?
There's a couple states where you can get this permit, and in all these sister states you can walk into the gun store and walk out with a gun.
Right.
In, like, the South, I think. New York is really difficult, but New York and California both have the same problems with, you know, guns, with the gangs and the illegals with their guns. And
yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing, is that, you know, stiffening the gun laws doesn't do anything to stop any of that, and they still are going to get their illegal guns, and they're maniacs. So I don't really know, in the end, how helpful is it all, really, when you think about it?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I guess there really isn't a black or white answer here.
But yeah, there really isn't. There really isn't. And it's also an opinion, too. But like I said, there's a lot of people that are anti-gun. A lot of people were waiting for something to go down, especially in Arizona, especially in those states that have very loose laws. Something needed to go down, and it happened. It happened, and it's going to change the law. It is, but they're not going to be able to ban guns. That's not going to happen.
All right, so here's another question. If you keep implementing ban after ban after ban, you keep making it harder to get ammunition, harder to do this, after a while, but I mean, it's almost like, I mean, how long do you think it would be before they've completely banned guns in the United States?
They're not going to be able to ban guns. They're going to be able to do as much as they can to make it almost, it's just a big old pain in the ass, and everyone still does it. They might complain and talk shit and not be too happy about it, but everyone will still do the waiting period. Everyone will still do the background checks, and, you know, they could do all that they want to make the laws tighter, and people are still going to purchase guns. It's just like, you know, when you meet that girl that won't give in, that doesn't want to be in a relationship, and what does it make you do? It just makes you fight harder. It makes you work harder at something, you
right,
know, if you're
right.
Crazy and you want to put up with that drama, then yeah.
Right, and a gun can be like a girlfriend.
Yeah, hello, people sleep with, oh my god, I get characters that walk in sometimes, and they're just like, I mean, okay, if you're buying a rifle, and you want to take it to the range, shooting practices, and, you know, do all kinds of things, you know, it's going to get dirty, it's going to get scratched up.
Right.
That's a guy that, like, comes in, and he's like, yeah, well, this has scratches on it, and I'm like, we just took it out of the box, it just came from the manufacturer that way, you know, like, what scratch are you talking about? Do you know what gun oil is? You put it on there and it treats the metal and hey, it goes away.
Right.
Not everyone in the world's going to know this, but I mean, I told you know, one of the guys that were working there, I'm like, what does this guy do? Like, sleeping with his fucking gun at night? Like, it's like, I mean, honestly, there's some fucking weirdos out there, and that's what I'm saying. These weird fucks, I don't care. If, you know what? This guy doesn't have that big of a record. They keep saying, like, I think it was just, like, weed and paraphernalia possession. You know what? That right there should make it where you cannot buy a gun.
Mm.
That should pop up in your FBI background check, and A, boom, you can't buy a gun. Well, that's the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, they ask you a question, are you using illegal drugs?
Mm.
Okay? You know, obviously, if you're using illegal drugs, you're probably not in the right mental state to purchase a gun. But in California, you can buy a weed card and go to the weed pharmacy and buy weed. Okay? You can do this. There's a state card which goes to the state. A copy of it goes to the state. Now, you are using an illegal substance. So you cannot purchase a gun. Legally.
I know for sure there's people who smoke weed who have guns. I know that.
I know.
How does that happen?
They're lying. So what happens is if you own a gun and they come to your house to do a search warrant because of I don't know what, you know, if they have a search warrant on you or whatever, and they come inside your house and you own guns and you also possess weed and there's weed in your system or any sort of narcotic that you lied into that you are not using, it's just another thing that they're going to add onto your, you know, they're going to take all your guns away and they're just going to tag you for that also. If it's, you know, it's just long.
That's going to be big problems. Let me ask, while we're here, just what's, you know, I support obviously for people who are sick who need medical marijuana, but what is this thing that goes on in California that, you could just buy weed because you feel like getting high?
No. You have to go to a doctor and you pay the doctor $55 and you tell the doctor that you've either got glaucoma, you've got back pain, you get migraines, you suffer from anxiety, and if the doctor feels that you need to use marijuana to take care of these problems and make them go away or make you feel better, then they'll, you know,
give
a script. But it's not like a doctor's office.
What do you mean it's not a doctor's office?
I mean, it's a doctor, you know, and you walk into an office, you know. You can go to Venice Beach, which is like a little boardwalk. It's kind of like, I don't know, let's say fucking Jersey Shore and their boardwalk, okay? Like that. People watch that show. People know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know how they sell stupid T-shirts and, you know, there's really horrendous people walking around. Well, it's like that on Venice Beach. It's a really cool scene, blah, 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 whatever. You can walk around and there's people yelling, doctor is in, the doctor is in. And you walk in, you pay your $55, you say you suffer from headaches and back pain, and boom, there's your card.
So he's like some kind of hack doctor. He's not even real.
You have to be a board-certified physician, yes. But you get so much fucking money by giving people these cards, and there's so much money being made on the weed that's being sold. I mean, the thing is that it's a state. The state of California allows it, but the federal government does not. So the feds come down, and they shut down all these dispensaries, and then 2 days later they open up again because it's the state against the feds. It's the feds against the state. You know what I mean? It's always going to be like an ongoing problem. So what used to be, let's say, I don't know what the exact amount is, but like in Southern California, I think there was like 3,000. I'm totally talking out of my ass, but there's like 3,000 dispensaries, let's say. Now it's down to like 55 or 100.
Oh, wow.
Over the past 2 years, the feds just came in and just did a huge sweep and shut them all down because everybody was catching wind of the profit that these people were making. Yet they are paying taxes. The state of California, if they had all these dispensaries and more, we would be out of our deficit. We would not be a bankrupt state anymore because of the weed. But I don't think that we need that many people, you know, these young, impressionable kids that don't know anything, and then when they're 10 years later, they're going to look back and be like, what the fuck was they thinking? You know what I mean? Like, I don't smoke weed, but if I did, I wouldn't want to get one of those cards because it would ruin my chances at, people do thorough background checks.
Oh, right. Nowadays. So it stays on your record.
I mean, the thing is there's two different ways of getting the card. It's really confusing. There's the state card. If you have the state card, then you know no one's going to really mess with you. And then there's the ones where you just go to these doctors and it's these little chains and stuff. And I mean, those kind of you fall under the radar, but the state mandated cards are the ones that, you know, people, recruiters would be able to find on, like, you know, some sort of hardcore background check. Or you can never work for the government. You can never work for any sort of government agency or privately owned company that works for the government. You know what I mean? If you have these cards. And I think that it gives people the wrong impression at a very young age. And I don't think it's a good idea. I mean, I think people that are sick and dying from cancer.
Yeah, of course, right.
Yeah, dude, smoke up. Here, I will fucking roll you a big fatty. Smoke up.
Right. To make it difficult for them, that's insane.
And that's what's happening, is that people are abusing this, the ability to purchase, you know, to be able to purchase weed. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. I want to know, have you been watching Jersey Shore?
I do. I do watch Jersey Shore.
Are you?
Well, I tape it and I watch it, yes.
You're probably not as embarrassed as I am when I watch it, but I just want to know, are you embarrassed for them when you watch it?
Oh, yes.
And number two, do you think that it's all completely fake now?
No, I don't. But I think Sammy needs to go. Sammy should just fucking go crawl in her own bed somewhere, cover the sheets, and just lay there.
First of all, her disgusting boyfriend. First of all, I just want to say this. Oh, they're so hot. They're so built and this and that. All of those guys are about 5'7", 5'8". Oh, really hot. And you look like you swallowed a bag of potatoes. Not exactly. But I just want to say that her boyfriend, that Ronnie one, he's cute. He is, whatever. He grabs his crotch all the time. It's so disgusting. And I'm glad that they show that.
I'm glad they show that.
Show how disgusting they are. Good for them. Show it. Show how gross. And they deserve it. They deserve to be embarrassed and show everybody what disgusting people they are. But I think the first season really captured the grit and disgustingness of that Guido culture.
Yeah, it did.
But they're really trying to clean it up now. But now it's, like, so fake, though.
All these reality shows are staged. But, I mean, Jersey Shore is just such a... It's just one of those things I can't stop
watching. Oh, it's so retarded. First of all, you mean to tell me there's a shortage of beautiful Italian women? You have to find these...
Oh, yes!
Oh, my God, you find these degenerates, first of all?
Find, like, the three most... I mean, J-Lo... Look, okay.
She's not even Italian. First of all, they're not even Italian.
Snooki's not even Italian.
Neither is JWoww.
That's right.
I'm not trying to hate on them, but you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, you couldn't find, you know, there's a shortage of beautiful Italian women? Are they fucking retarded?
That's the other thing, is they're making Italian women look really bad.
And really disgusting. And slutty beyond belief. Oh, I want to fuck him. I want to do this. I fucked him.
Now
he fucked me.
Now it's like if you meet an Italian from New York or from Jersey, everyone's associating them with Jersey Shore, and it's just pure ignorance, and I think that's what Jersey Shore did.
Yeah, and if there was other representations of the culture, of Italian culture, then it wouldn't be so bad. You know what I mean? But that's the only representation you ever see, are these stupid idiot degenerates or some guy slinging pizza in a pizza shop or shooting up somebody because he's in the mafia.
Yeah.
It's a really degenerate, disgusting shit. But I just want to say that I think that shows... I want to just call some bullshit on the show. I think it's totally fake now. Completely fake.
They're all driving Beamers and Benzes.
Oh my God, how funny is that?
behind the wheel.
And then she does her hair, that small girl, Snooki... And then she makes that thing on the top of her head so big. What is that? I've never seen this style. This is not the way women do their hair.
That's not like some, like, all Italians in New York and Jersey. They all do their hair like fucking Snooki. I saw pictures of Snooki on MTV. Like they have this thing called Back When I Was 18 or whatever.
Right.
And she looked pretty. She looked normal with her hair, like, at a normal height.
Right.
I should say. Anyhow.
All right, my love. Thank you very much for your input. And take care. Brush your hair. Be neat. Brush your teeth.
Okay.
Goodbye. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye. I love you. Bye.
Bye. All right. So I'm going to be off. info@thelesbianmafia.com. You can get me on Twitter. Twitter.com/thelesbianmafia. You can leave a voicemail. Give us a ring at 1-347-989-2TLM. And the website, some of the blogs that I talked about in this show are at thelesbianmafia.com. And so that's it for now. So I will be back. So all right, so that's it. So I will talk to you very soon, hopefully. And ciao for now. Brown cow. Bye.